They have to give chalitza, and there's no din yibum. Rashi blames the abemis. Same course as the same of the soiter. About both one and kipon and meal collect the cashin around. I saw some of the cashin around. There it says when the soiter was close to die by the wife to the mitzvah chalitza. And Rashi before said no, the soiter has an offer like tumah, like an erva, that there's no mitzvah yibum at all. So the cashin around here it says when the soiter falls to yibum, there is a mitzvah yibum. You have to make chalitza. And Rav says no, that a tzeit is like an erva, that there's no mitzvah yibum at all. You know, looking back on the look of Rav answers like this. Amin alucho ano tzeit of Adam. When did I say, when did the Torah say tumah, that a tzeit, even though she's only yachid for the husband, with the lamb? It's considered like an erva, that there's no mitzvah yibum. That's by a tzeit of Adam. That's when there are Adam, that we know for sure she has nus. Adam saw the way your wife lived with another man. That's for the faith of Adai. There the Torah says, Tumah. The amount in the Yad faith is offered, but you're asking about the case from over here, where the Adam only saw them have Yichud together. They were alone in the room, but they did not know that they had Tumah. This is different. That's not even though Midiraisa, she's also the husband, but that's not the case that Rav said, where the Torah says Tumah, that she's called an Erva. Now the Gemara asks, why is that? What's the difference? Why do you say when you know for sure that your wife lived with another man, she's a soita, that is, but then the husband dies, there's no mitzvah yibum mishum nasiv v'tumah, because the pasuk says a lashon tumah we have before v'nitma, that she's called she has a din tumarana. The person says v'nistara v'nitzma. Spasim b'midbehei. So Rav says I only said that by a sight of Adai, not by a sight of Sofer. So the Mori asks back, why? Umayshina. Why do you say by a sight of Adai? Because the person says tuma. That the Gemara sight of Sofer nami tuma tibba. Even by a Sofer sight, we only know your wife had yichud with this other man, but you did not know 100%. There's no edim. They had nus together. The person also calls it tuma. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa Reimer. Yossi Kippa says, Mishum Rebbe Lezer, the name of Rebbe Lezer. Tamach de Gerushasim Nanasuyin. If somebody had a wife, and he gave her a gift, and she got married now to somebody else. She had Nasuyin, she lived with another husband. And then the second husband either died, or gave her a gift. Halacha is Asura. She's also now to get married back to the first husband. That's when Mafsa Gerushasim is also. Mashenkim and Erisin Muteris. If she only got married to a second husband, but didn't live with him, he only had Erisin Kedusha, not Nisuyin, then Muteris. That's Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa the law. Yishum Shinem, because the Pasuk says, Acharei Asher Hushimo. The Pasuk says that, by a Mashenkim and Erisin, when is it also for you to get married to her again? Not only if she gets married to another husband, but Mashma Acharei Asher Hushimo, after she lived with the other husband also. The male, if she has nisuyin with the second husband, and then he gives her a gift, the first one's also to marry her back. It's a chai v'lavin. But if the second husband didn't live with her yet, he only had kedushin, then Rav Yossi, then keep hold, the first husband's allowed to marry her back. The chachamim ma'im and the chachamim say, don't know. Achazu v'yachazu asura. As long as your wife now got married to a second husband, and then the second husband gives her a get, you're not allowed to marry her back. There's an issa machzor d'rishosai, even if your wife only had kedushin with the second husband. If so, elamani mekayim achrei hutamo, the pasuk says mashma, when did also to marry her back again, only if she had bia, she lived with the second husband. So he learns no, l'rabois soita shenisra. That's what the end of the pasuk says, Achrei Asher Hutamo tells a new chiddush that a soita shenistra is also to a husband. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Negei to the law of not to marry back. Machzor Rishosai will soon see. He dashes the pasuk lekuchim. As long as she got married to a second husband, then the first husband can't marry her back again. As the pasuk says Hutamo, that means a new chiddush of a soita, that a soita also is also to a husband. Fredi Gemara now. So l'chura, what type of soita are we talking about here? The pasuk says just nistura, l'rabbi soita shenistura, mashma sofik soita. a Saita that only had Yichud, was together along with that man. Even though we don't know 100% they had Znus, so the Pasuk says now, Acharei Asher Hu Tamo. So it comes out, there's a Pasuk now, according to Chachamim, Acharei Asher Hu Tamo is the Rabbi Saita Shanistra. Of your wife just had Yichud together with this other man, she's also to the husband now, with a Lashon of Tumah. So then according to Rav, that says, whenever it says the word Tumah, by his Saita, it means there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So even a Suffolk Saita, there should also be no Mitzvah Yibum. And here the Brisa says clearly, when a Suffolk Saita, the husband dies, there's a Mitzvah Chalitza. That's the Kasha on Rav. So Marin says, no. Oh, my Nistara Nivula. You know what it means here, Nistara? It doesn't mean a Rabbi Saita Shanistara, but it means the Rabbi Saita Shanivula. In a case where you know a Vadai Saita, where you have Edim that your wife lived with another husband, with another man, so then your wife becomes a Saita, and then the Pasuk says Tumah. So, it's not a Pasuk telling you by Suffolk Saita, it's a Pasuk by Vadai. Fredmoria, Biamai Korla Nistara, why do we say the Rabbi Saita Shanistara? Nistara's Mashmona, they had Yichud, they were alone together in the room. We're saying what Shmur now, we're saying now we know for sure they live together. Tumor says, Lishnamal Yunokit. Tumor just says a nice lesson. That's all. When it says, La Rabbi Saita Shanistara, it doesn't really mean Nistara, just that they were together. It means to say where they had beer together. Fred the Gemara, but what do you need the Pasuk for though? Nivala, if you want to say this Pasuk, Achrei Asher Hu Tamo, that says in the Pasha of being Machzeg Rishosoi, to marry back your wife, so it says an extra time, Achrei Asher Hu Tamo. You want to say it's going on a Saita, Fred the Gemara, we have a Pasuk already for a Saita. Fred the Gemara, Nivala, Tumah Ved Yuxiv Bo. We have a Pasuk in Ban Midbar that says, V'nistara V'nitzmo. We have a Pasuk already that says that if your wife, we know for sure, lived with another man, she's called Tumah to you. So we have a Pasuk already. What do you need a second Pasuk for? Now, the Gemara, L'meka M'lo B'lav. I tell you, you need the second Pasuk to say there's a Lav. For the first Pasuk, I only think there's Nistara say. If your wife lived with somebody else, there's a Mitzvah to get rid of her, and Mela is a Nistara say to live with her. You have to get rid of her. Mashenka and a Lav, we wouldn't know. Here from the Pasuk of the Lav of Lord, not to be Masig, Rishosoi, the Pasuk says extra. Achre, Shero Tamor, the teacher said, you should know if your wife is a Saita, there's a Lav to live with her. Lamekam a love a Lav. That's the way the Chum learns Pshat. So comes out, now the Kitzit, there's no Kasha to Rav anymore. There's only a Pasuk of Tumor by a Saita Vadai, both these two Psukim. And the Pasuk, second Pasuk teaches us, not only Nisarasei, but there's even a Lav to live with your wife, once you live with another husband. Mashenkin, she's only a Suffolk Saita, that means we only have Edim that she had Stira. She only was alone with that man alone. But we don't know they live together, then the Pasuk doesn't say Tumah. So since the Pasuk doesn't say Tumah, that's why the Brisa says, when the husband dies, the brothers have to make Chalitza. Because at most she's only a Suffolk Saita, that's only us to the husband, but not with a Din Tumah, not with a Chayv Krisis. Therefore there's no Ptur in the Mitzvah of Yibam. For the Gemara now, for Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, that he uses the whole Pasuk by Masig Rishosai. He learns, no, that the only time it's also to marry back your wife after you gave her get, if she had Nisuyin with the second husband, if she lived with the second husband. Like the Pasuk says, Achre Asheru Tamor. So he uses that Pasuk totally for Masig Rishosai. For the Gemara is so, Lav, so the Gemara just says, for Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, Lav the Saita Leslai. Yishno, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, there's no Lav by Saita. From the first Pasuk of Nistara V'Nitamor, it's not a Lav. It's just an Issa to live with your wife anymore. The Lav is only would have been from the second Pasuk in Dvorim by not to be Masig Rishosli. But according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, the whole Pasuk there is talking about not to marry back your wife. Only when she lived with the second husband. So according to him, there's no Lav by a Saita at all. We don't have a Pasuk to say there's a Lav by a Saita. For Yafilu Zanoi Nami, even when we know Vada, your wife, lived with another man, still there's no Lav. My timer. Now, what's the Pshat? My timer. How can Yosef a Keeper uses this Pasuk only for Masig Rishosoi and not for Saita? My timer, Havai of Yishus Ksivva. In this passage it says clearly, Havai of Yishus, that she got married. So Rashi says like this, My timer, Havai of Yishus Ksivva. The Oysa Isha, Hanesra Labaila.
The pasuk of marrying back your wife is talking about a wife that's also to you. The pasuk says, "V'hoisa liyishacher." Pasuk says, "Thereafter you give your wife a get." Now she go gets married to a second husband. It says, "V'hoisa liyishacher." Ishus tichsiv that she got married. Now the second husband died. Lo yuchu b'ayla rishon mishenisayt liyachra dekedushin v'ishus. Ukegoin de girsha rishon. Hu dekoyi kaimoi b'lo yuchul. Avu mizana taktav loy. And Yosef Kippur says, this whole pasuk is only talking about where things were done beheter. That you gave your wife a get. And then she went and got married to a second husband beheter. And she lived with the second husband beheter. And then the second husband dies and gives her a get. Now the pasuk is saying, lo yuchol, you can't take it back anymore. So the lav is only talking about where everything went to heter. But in the case where your wife lived with another man, the yisr, the pasuk is not talking about. So according to Yosef ben Kippur, the pasuk is only about master grushos and not about a seiter. So according to Yosef ben Kippur and Echonami, there's no lav by a seiter. You only have the yisr asay of an yisr of initzmur. That's all. Now, Koponim, there's no kash on Rav. Rav is still true. That Rav holds a soitom, negate to mitzvah yibum is potter. She has a din like an erva. Therefore, the tzor, if the brother had two wives, one was a soitom, one was a shama wife, and the brother dies, there's no mitzvah yibum by either of them. For the Gemara Shalom now. Boy minei Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshis. Rav Yehuda has a shalom from Rav Sheshis. Hamase gurushosoy mishenises. Let's say a brother did an avera. The brother gave his wife a get, and she got married to a second husband and lived with the second husband, and then the second husband gave her a get, and then the first brother married her back again. He was over the lav. He married back his grishosai. Umeis, and then your brother died. Is tsarosa maho, and your brother had two wives. One wife was the hetadika wife, and the second wife was the one that your brother married back after he gave her a get, b'yisr. Is now that your brother died, what's the lacha b'yibum? Is there a mitzvah yibum on the tzara or not? Tzarosa maho. Can the other brothers now be miyabim the second wife? So Mar says like this. Alim with Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur lo tiboylach. According to Rabbi Yosef Kippur, there's no shayla. Kiv with the young Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. Tuma. V'master gurushosai hu desiva. Since the pasuk says, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, when it says, ach rei asher hu tamo, it's talking about your master gurushosai. That if your wife, your grusha, got married to a second husband and lived with the second husband, then there's a law for the first husband to marry you back. But the Torah says Loshen of Tumah. So we're going like Rav Svara. Whenever it says Tumah, Negeh to Mitzvah Yibum, it's like an erva. So if so, when your brother married back his wife, she's like an erva. So B'zoi Tzorosa K'moisa. For sure then, the Torah has no Mitzvah Yibum either. So according to Yosef and Kippur, there's no Shaila. Tzorosa K'moisa. Maybe you'll say a question of Imishum the Sibbo Tuevahi. It says the Master Grishosa Tuevahi. Mashma only she is an Isser and not the Tzara. Tuevahi, Mashma, she's doing something wrong, but there's nothing wrong with the Tzara. I'll tell you no. The Diak of he that says she and not somebody else means he Tuevah, Vien Boner Tuevin. That means if they have children, the kid is not a Mamzer. There's nothing wrong with the kid. If the husband married back his wife, the Isser, after she already lived with another husband, so the lacha is it's a chai v'lavin, but the kids are not a mamzer. That's the pasuk of Tuei v'hi. Only she's an isser and not the children. But it could be hatzarosa tuveva. But it could be for mitzvah yibum when your brother dies now, just like on her, there's no mitzvah yibum. It could be he was in on the tzara, the second wife also, there's no mitzvah yibum. But I'll tell you, kiti boiloch, when do I have the shiloh? Ali b'di rabbonin, according to rabbonin shita. That what afa gav diyom rabbonin, tumma b'soyta hu d'chsiv, even though, say what, the pasuk only says tumma b'soyta. As they learned by Master Grishosoi, the end of the pasuk of Achri Asher Utamom is not going back to Master Grishosoi, because Rabbanin says even if your wife just got married to the second husband without living with him, you're now allowed to marry her back. So what does the pasuk mean with Tamar is going on a soita? But maybe the Rabbanim hold a cloud of a mikro yaitzim de pshutai. Still, the pasuk says tumah b'master grishosai. Even though the drusher is that it's not talking about master, it's talking about a soita, but there's a cloud of a mikro yaitzim de pshutai. If you read that pasuk itself,
The pasuk says you're not allowed to marry your back wife after you gave her get to get married to a second husband. So maybe since the pasuk says tuma, he's masking this din erva for yibum. I do, maybe no. Kivin diyakri yakir. Since we hold now the pasuk is not talking about masik rishosoi, the drusher is back to soita, so the din tuma only applies to a soita and not to masik rishosoi. So according to Rabbanan, that's the question. Maybe masik rishosoi, there would be a mitzvah yibum. The nika the army sums to the other way. So I leave with the Rabbanan loyti boiloch. According to Rabbanan, for sure there's no question. Kivin the sakri yakir. Since the pasuk tuma is not talking about masik rishosoi, it's going back to chasoita. So by a masik rishosoi, it's only a pure lav and avadra is a mitzvah yibum. You have to give chalitza to her if you want, and to the tzora avadra is a mitzvah yibum. According to the rabbanim, if the brother only married back his grusha, it's only a chayv lavin. Pshita is a mitzvah yibum. Kiti boiloch. When do I have my own suffix? Is I leave it Rav Yosef ben Kippur. My one svar is. But Master Grishosa, he says it isn't in Tumam. But I tell you, Tirsiv of the Mir Rachmoni, he, maybe the Postic says he, to Eva, the Yetzer also to Eva. Only the wife itself has it in like an Eva. But maybe the Tzorah not. Or Duma, maybe not. He to Eva, the Yain Bener to Eva. Hotzer also to Eva, that's the Shiloh. And according to Yosef Kippur, when the apostle calls her Tumah, is she enough of a Tumah, this Master Grishosoi, that even the Tzara is also potter from Yibum? And I, the apostle says, he to Eva, and not somebody else. It doesn't mean not the Tzara. It just means that the children are not Manzerim. The children is not to Eva. But it could be she, the Master Grishosoi, when your brother married back this wife, after we gave her get, the apostle calls her Tumah, so maybe she's called an Erva, and therefore the Tzara is also potter. That's the Shiloh. So Mr. Gemara says, Omalei Tenisu, we learned like this. Omalei Tenisu, we learned. Hoi so'achas k'sheira. In the case where your brother had two wives, and your brother died, and one of the wives is k'sheira, is kosher, v'yachas psula, one of his wives were posel. Doesn't say what's the case, we'll soon see. So halacha is, im hoya choylitz, if the other brother now that's alive, if he plans to make chalitza, he doesn't want to be miyav either one of them, is chalitza lepsula. What you should do is give chalitza to the isha that's possible. That's the one you should give chalitza to. Let's say you have in mind now to make yibum. You want to do the mitzvah, you want to marry one of them. So then miyavim l'ksheira. You should go and be miyavim which one of your brother's two wives. You can only be miyavim one of them. The one that's kosher. That's what I have to say, that's what Bryce says. Now the Gemara explains, my k'shera, my psula. What do you mean one of his wives, well, kosher, was muti, you're allowed to marry, and one of them is psula, you're not allowed to marry. What does that mean? Ilei mokshera k'shera liyalma, if you want to tell me, means that she's kosher liyalma, means she's an ishas miyuchesis. She has a good yichus, and even the kohen is allowed to marry to her. Shrashi k'shera liyalma, miyuchesis u'k'shera lakuna. A kohen wouldn't be allowed to marry her. That she's only an amona now, and the Maisa Kohen is allowed to marry an amona. That's what Ksheri means. Then Psula. What does it mean that one of the wives was a Psula? That means Psula Lialma. That she's also for Kohen. So Rashi Kohen Shoyes, the Gerusha, let's say she was a Gerusha from before, or a Chalutza, Mi Balacha, from a different husband. Or Psula Lakuna, that's all it means to say. That one wife a Kohen can't marry, and one wife a Kohen could wife. Fred Gemara, though, what's the difference? Kivan Zuldi Day. Chazia, we're talking about now the two brothers are not Kahanim. So your brother died. Now negate to the brother that's alive, both of them are mutter to you. Kivan Zuldi Day. Chazia, you can marry either one of them. Minafka Lemine, like what's the difference? One you should give Chalitza to, if you want to give only Chalitza, and you want to be Miyabim, only be Miyabim the other one. Like what's the difference? Lamaisa, both of them are mutter to you. You should have your choice, do whatever you want. No, it's Elulav. Elulav, what do you have to say? Kshera means Kshera Lei. That means that she's kosher to the husband. Psula means Psula Lei. That she's posel to the husband. To the first husband, right? That's what it means. If your brother had two wives, and one wife was posel to him, and one wife was kosher to him. Oh, my knee, what's the case? Machzig Rishosai, it's just a case. That one wife your brother gave a get to first, and she got married to a second husband, and then your brother, after the second husband gave her get, married her back again. So he did an Issa. Now, Ketani, and still the Brisa says, If you want to go do yibim, marry, which one should you marry? The other one. Hey, it's the one that's also to your brother, you can't be miyabim her. She was a chai v'lafim to your brother. So, but our koponim, it says that Tzora, the second wife, you could be miyabim. So it's mashma clearly, you're allowed to be miyabim the Tzora. So where it says, loy, atayinu, it's not pshat in this braisa. Li'oilam is talking about sheiruk, sheiru li'alma. Again, no. Both noshim were mutter to the husband, and it's mutter to the brother now. What does Ksheri mean that she's not a Gerusha, she's in Yocheses, that a Kohen can marry her? Ksheri li'alma. Psula means Psula li'alma. A Kohen can't marry her, that's all. Are you the karma to ask a question? If so, Kivun d'l'didei chazia, since to the brother right now she's mutter to her first husband, so why can't for the brother now to make Yibum, what's the difference, which one, which one to make Halitza? What was the difference? Terah says yes. Mishum de Rav Yosef. That makes a difference according to the din of Rav Yosef. The Yom Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said like this. Kan Shana Rebbe. Over here Rebbe taught that what the loch is, lo yishpech odom and mei boiroi v'yacherim srichem lehem. Don't throw out water if other people need it. In other words, over here, what's going on? Your brother married two wives. One wife happened to be a grusha from before, and one is not. So to you and your brother, there's no nafkamina. There's nafkamina to another kohen. So Maisa, if the live brother now wants to give chalitza to one of the two yivamis, which one should he give chalitza to? Al derech eretz, you should give chalitza to the one that's a grush already. Because that lady, a kohen, can't marry anyway. Now when you give a chalitza, also a kohen can't marry her. Mashenka, the other wife, a kohen will be able to marry. She's going to remain a pure almana, a kohen could marry. But if you're going to give chalitza now to the second wife, you're going to ruin it for Kayin. So as derech eretz, you should not ruin it for the Kohanim. You have to give chalitza now. Give already the chalitza to the lady that's a grush already. She's also to a Kayin anyway. And don't waste the other lady that would be mutter to a Kayin. So that's what's telling you. Right, that's the terrorist. You're right. We're not masking Grusha. Sam, she was Grusha from a different husband altogether. Now, your brother married a Grusha, not his own Grusha. Your brother Sam married a Grusha. So we're saying now, for your brother and you, she's 100% mutter. Just means that when your brother now gives Chalitza, give her the Chalitza. Because that Isha is also to another kind anyway. Because she's a Grusha from before. Mashenka, the second wife, which is Kasha to a kind, like don't ruin her. That's what the Bryce was telling you. Rabbi Yeshua Salocha, lo yishpach mei barai. Don't throw out the water if somebody else needs it. So Kitzur, there's no raya, what Rabbi Yeshua and Kippur would hold. There's no raya. Maybe the Tzar, where there would be a mitzvah yibum, maybe there won't be. From here you have no raya. Toshima, come in now, bring another proof. Says Alocha, hamar sigeru shosai. Mishenifes, if your brother marries back his wife after he gave her get, and she got married, she had nisuyim with somebody else, that he's over love now, she's called the chayv love to the brother now, and then the brother died, and he had another wife. It says clearly, he with tzarosa chaletzis. She and the tzara both need chalitza. So you see Akasha, the Yisiklo, Kondom Yisrael and Kippur, that there is a mitzvah yibum on the tzara. For furthermore, he asked Akasha, anyway, something's wrong here. He with tzarosa sakadaitach. He asked to give chalitza to both of them. We know when your brother dies, the mitzvah yibum or chalitza is only to one of them. When you give chalitza to one, that's it. You never give chalitza to both of them. So anyway, there's something wrong with this brice now of Hiva Tzarosa.
Yeah.
So anyway, the brice is shvir. What's the lashon of Hiva Tzarosa? Sakudaitach. Ella, what do you have to say? Elema, oyi oy Tzarosa. You have to put something into this brice. It means to make chalitza, either one of the two is good. Either to the tzara, or else to the wife that your brother married back b'yisr. But our kofarim still a raya that you see there is the mitzvah yibum on the tzara, that the tzara is not potter. So Gemara says, v'lav terutza kamatartus lo. Anyway, this brisa was wrong. We had to put something into the brisa. So tirus hochi, answer like this. He choletus. The masagur shosai for how you have to give a chalitza if you want to. Tzarosa, but the tzara may be, oy choletzai misyabemis. Could be the tzara attacker has nothing to do with the Yidin Erva. The tzara could be miyabim totally. So kitsa, we have Mariah, what would be the loch according to Yosef the Keeper?
Either one.
You have to do one. So if you want to give chalitza, you can give chalitza to the master of Shosai. But if you want to be miyabim, the other tzara, if you want to take the other wife, you have a right to either give a chalitza or else give a yibim. We don't do anything to the first one. Now, your brother died, now he had two wives. One was a master grishosli. So that one, you can't be miyabim. For sure, there's no mitzvah yibim. If you want to do anything with her, it's only chalitza. On the tzara, though, if you want to, you could be miyabim. So you see clearly, there is the din yibim on the tzara, that there's no p'tur for the tzara. So kids, we're pressure the shalom now that the tzara is mutter. By master grushosai, there's no din to eva, that the tzara doesn't have a din tzara serva, there would be a mitzvah yibim on the tzara. Right, Nugumar. Omar Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Rabbi Yochanan Boy, Rabbi Yochanan clear a shal like this. Hamase Gerushosai Mishanisais. If one brother gave his wife a get and she got married to somebody else and the brother married her back, now be Yisr. So Rosso Mahu. And then your brother had a second wife, and now your brother dies. What's the law about the Tzara? Omale Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami said, V'tiboylach Higufa. Why don't you clear the shal? What's the law about this wife alone? The wife that your brother married back be Yisr. What's the law over there? Like Lechurish is only a Chai V'lavin, so Lechurish should be a Mitzvah Chalitza. Why don't you declare what's the Lacha by her? So he said like this, He Gufa like me Burle. She for sure I have no question about. The Armenian Kal V'choyma. I have a Kal V'choyma to say there's no Mitzvah Yivam. In other words, forget about the word Tumah. We're going now, even though you don't have the word Tumah, by Masa Gushosai. He says there's a Svar Pshuta, there's no Mitzvah Yivam on this wife. Why? I have a Kal V'choyma. The muta lo asura maduk to the first husband, the first brother, that was supposed to be married to her. She was also to him, it was a chai v'lavin, he married her back after she got married to somebody else. Is bi also lo lekol shchein, to a brother now, that this lady was also no time with his Teresh Yisach, for sure, there's no mitzvah yibim. Rashi biyosalo again yivam olakoshchein that avada now when your brother dies there's no mitzvah yibim to her. Ki kami boyle what's my suffix though tsurasa when your brother had two wives what's the loch on the second wife? My miyolim kal v'chayma lemitchei tsara is this kal v'chayma strong enough to push away the tsara that you cannot be miyabim akopon of the tsara oyloi maybe it's not strong enough. So the bottom Taisa speaks out, the only question is could you be miyabim, marry the second one? Because Taisa holds no, even for the first wife, that's a master grushosai, there's a mitzvah chalitza. She's only like a chai v'lavin, and pshipti you have to give her chalitza. But yibum you can't do to her. So now the question is, what about the second wife? Is there a mitzvah yibum or not? So one svara, kavachaymer is, that there's no, the kavachaymer, just like she, you can't make yibam to. Maybe the tzara is also. Or Dilma, maybe no, the kavachaymer is not strong enough to affect the tzara. That was fine. Mi yolam kavachaymer mitzchi tzara eloi? Rav Nachman by Yitzchak masli hochi. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak learned a question like this. Omer Rav Chiyah Barabba. Boi Rav Yechanan. Ha masli gerushosli. Somebody marries back. Again, is Gerusha Mishanisais. After she got married to her second husband, so he did an Issa. She's Chai Bilavin. Ma, what's the Lacha? Omale, so he has to shine on this wife alone. When the brother dies now, what's the Lacha? Could the other brothers be Miyabim her or not? That was the question. On the Master Gerushosai, she's only a Chai Bilavin. What do you mean a Chai Bilavin? She's a Chai Bilavin to the brother. But maybe to the brothers that are alive, I mean, to her first husband. But maybe to the brothers now, there should be a Mitzvah Yibam. Omale Ravami, Tavami said, but why don't you ask the question of the second wife involved? What will be the din by the Tzara? So he answered back, Tzara like me boyly. I have no doubt about the second wife. Because by me it's Pshita, to Loyolim, Kal V'choyma, Limitchi Tzara. The Kal V'choyma is not strong enough to push away the Tzara. Ela Kikami boyly, where's my suffix? He Gufa. My question is, she alone. Now when I'm saying Chai V'lav, it's one thing you have to speak out here. Usually a chai v'lavin, there's no mitzvah yibim, there's only mitzvah chalitza. That's where she's a chai v'lavin, she's a mamzeres, or she's an estina. That for any one of the brothers, she's also a chai v'lavin. So pshita, when a chai v'lavin falls to you, you can't be miyabma. Here we're talking about what happened. Your brother married back his own wife, he did an aveira. She's only a chai v'lavin to your brother. Now that your brother dies, the chura, that lav goes off.
if you're going to be miyabim her, l'chur, there's no law for you. For you, there's a pure mitzvah yibim. So what's the tzad to say there's no mitzvah yibim? Only a kal v'chaymer. The kal v'chaymer is madach for the first brother alone. He was not allowed to stay married to her, so you now can't be miyabim her. That's a new svara. Because the kal v'chaymer part of a mitzvah yibim. So the second lashon is, for sure, can't part of the Torah. The second wife, for sure, has the mitzvah yibum. The question is, on this wife, Gufa, even though your brother wasn't allowed to live with her, because your brother didn't have very married her back after she lived with somebody else, but maybe, for the when he dies, to your other brothers now, there's the mitzvah yibum, maybe she's mutter. That's his question. My, miyolam kal v'chayme b'mokim mitzvah lai? Now it's a mokim mitzvah, your brother died. Lamaisa, you have a mitzvah to marry his wife. Ah, your brother did something wrong with her. Your brother did something wrong, but it has nothing to do with you. Maybe you're allowed to marry her now. She's not a chai v'lavin to you. If your brother married a v'yissa, it doesn't make it really yassa to you. So maybe when your brother dies, you're allowed to be miyavma now. The other side is not that the kal v'chayim is svara, that if your brother alone couldn't stay married to her, so you also can't marry her.